Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Second test between Pakistan and Sri Lanka petered out to a draw in Colombo on the final day, despite Pakistan making a late declaration. They closed their second innings on 100 for 2, setting Sri Lanka a nominal target of 261, and they ended the game on 86 for 2, taking their 1-0 series lead into the final match. Sri Lanka began the day on 278 for 5 and were bowled out for 391, with Kumar Sangakkara falling for 192, the second time he'd made it past 190 in the series, but his innings and bad weather had left Pakistan without enough time to force a result. Taufik Umar hit an unbeaten 42 and Abdul Rahman a swift 36 in 22 balls as they tried to score quickly, and although they then struck twice in Sri Lanka's second innings, the home side were still able to hold on comfortably. The third and final test in Palakkad gets underway next week. England's ambitions of topping the ICC one-day international rankings have been put on hold as persistent bad weather has caused the third match against Australia to be abandoned at Edgbaston. A 28 overs per side game was scheduled to get underway at 6 o'clock p.m. local time before the rain returned again, and with damp patches, particularly in the bowlers' delivery stride areas, still causing concern, the match officials were left with little option but to call the game off. England, who won the opening games at Lord's and the Kia Oval by 15 runs and 6 wickets respectively, would have needed to win this match and the remaining two to reach the top of the rankings. They are at least guaranteed nothing worse now than a shared series. The third game is scheduled to take place in Chester Street on Sunday. India's selection panel has continued its rotation policy as they have selected their one-day international squad for their tour of Sri Lanka, which begins in Hambantota later this month. Notable changes are the introduction of Virender Sehwag, Umesh Yadav and Zahir Khan. They were all rested for the Asia Cup in March, and Sachin Tendulkar has been given a rest. And finally, on the field, India women followed up success in the opening ODI against their English counterparts at Lord's with a 14-run success in the second match. In Taunton, they were bowled out for 129. England could only make 115 in reply.